This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Fred in Louisiana is on the line with a question about a water heater. What's going on?
This past year, we noticed our hot water heater, which is a 70-gallon, it's up in the attic, gas water heater, started like it was bouncing around in the attic. Okay. I called a plumber, and they said, well, you need to change the anode. And I called another one. They said, well, don't worry about it. It's no big deal. So I listen to you guys all the time and love your show and kind of would like y'all's opinion.
How old is this water heater?
About probably 10 years old.
Okay. So you're moving towards the end of the life of the water heater, and therefore I wouldn't tell you to replace the anode. That noise as the tank expands and contracts and was what you're hearing, kind of that gurgling, creepy kind of sound, is common.
Well, it's more than a creepy. It's loud. It bumps and like it's bouncing up there.
Yeah.
Really heavy. Yeah.
Well, I think the reason that that's happening is because of the age and because the anode rod is probably shot, but I don't think it's worth fixing it because it's 10 years old. I think that this is a really good time for you to think about doing this, and that is to replace that tank water heater with a tankless water heater. The technology is so great right now with tankless water heaters. I was talking to a manufacturer today about a new Rheem unit, for example, that is really cool because what it does is it not only, you know, gives you instant hot water in an unbelievable or unending amount, but it has this recirculating loop in it now so that, you know, when you get in the shower in the morning, you're waiting for it to go from cold to hot,
right?
That goes away. It basically has a crossover valve built into it. So it just provides water, hot water to every fixture and faucet for as much as you want it to be. So that's kind of cool.
So what,
no,
what
wait
kind
for
of
it.
Cost are we talking about?
Those water heaters are probably in the $1,000 to $1,500 range plus installation. So it's going to be more expensive than a basic tank water heater, but it's a lot more efficient, a lot more convenient to use. So, I mean, when my water heater goes now, and the next time it goes, I'm definitely going tankless.
Okay. Here's the thing. It's up in the attic. Why did they ever put a 70-gallon water heater up in there? You couldn't get it out. You can't take it out of there.
Oh, you mean because they probably framed it in? Yeah, I mean, that's a point.
Oh, yeah. It's way up in the attic. I mean, there's no way to get it down.
You can't get it down through the attic, access,
no,
the hole?
No way.
Yeah.
No way.
Well, listen, maybe.
They got
maybe
it up there.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but they may have put it up there before they put the floor down or before they framed in the end of the wall or something.
They built it
like
around
that.
It.
But, you know, the other thing you could do is you could cut it apart. A plumber can cut it apart for you, take it out in pieces. So that's always also a possibility.
We would install the tankless water heater up in the attic?
I would, only because all the valves are gas lines are there. And venting these tankless units are really easy because they're so efficient, Fred. They basically have very, very slightly warm gases going out of them. The gases are so low, such a low temperature that you don't need a metal vent pipe. You can take it out of PVC pipe.
Wow, you guys are great. I really appreciate it. And you answered my question. That's what I'm going to do, go tankless.
Terrific. Good luck with that project, Fred. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks, guys.